Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's no question that The Office is a hotbed for potential savagery.
We talk about it all the time, Corey.
Yeah, but if you had to narrow down to a particular place in The Office for potential savagery, I'd say the kitchen.
Slash break room.
And more specifically, the refrigerator. And that is what I experienced yesterday. In my mind, this was complete and utter savagery.
You're not good right now.
I got off the air. I was starving.
Famished, if you will.
But luckily, I had a delicious meal waiting for me in the office fridge. In fact, I believe I brought it either Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember which. But
okay.
I just hadn't had the chance to get to it yet. But I've been thinking about it for a couple of days. I order these meals. They're like healthier choices.
Okay, they're like prepped out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I had not gotten to try this particular one, so I was excited to know if I was going to add that to my rotation.
Rotation, sure.
And, well, I had that robbed from me, literally, because I opened the fridge in the office here, and if your office is like our office, it's probably a disaster.
It's an absolute mob scene.
Wegmans bags upon Wegmans bags of people's lunches. Some people bring the thermos ones. There's actually someone has an old school lunchbox that's like steel, it appears.
Yeah.
So I'm going through. I'm checking every level. And I swear I was looking for this for like 15 minutes, Breezy, because I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that, no, it's here. It's here. None of my coworkers would eat my lunch. No, that is so above and beyond savage, it's not even funny. And then a thought creeped into my head. A thought creeped into my head, Breeze. Because I guess it could have been eaten by someone else.
Yeah, it's true.
But a thought creeped into my head, because I don't want to believe that. Did someone throw out my lunch? Because again, it'd been there for a few days. And a little bit of doubt creeped in and thought, did I deserve this? Did I deserve to have my lunch thrown away from the office fridge? And then I quickly came back and said no, because the rule is, if it ain't yours, don't freaking touch it.
Oh, yeah. This isn't a personal attack on you.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely a personal attack. Unless the email comes out from someone in management saying, hey, heads up, we're cleaning out the fridge. People who it's not theirs, they should not touch
anything. Do they send those emails out, though?
They do, absolutely.
Oh, I've never seen one.
Well, you're new, so.
And also, I don't read emails.
Also, that. Fantastic.
But.
They do. And they do them pretty annually. Because I understand that the office fridge can become very cluttered very quickly. If you forget something in there, then it's, you know, moldy and gross. Whatever. I get that. But unless it's part of one of these sweeps, like, you don't have the right to touch someone else's lunch.
My stance on this is not a personal attack on you.
No, it sounds like it's going to be a personal attack on me.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. I'm going sensible on this one. And you know what, Corey?
What?
I think you should learn something from this experience and take something away from this.
What is that?
You can't leave your food in the fridge for more than 2 to 3 days.
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a timetable on it.
Well, now you do. I'm glad we can educate you this morning.
Secondly, who is the savage that was keeping an eye? Like, okay, well, is there like a spreadsheet? Like, all right, well, Corey's got his lunch here. Brought that on Monday. Well, I see it's still there on Thursday.
No, but you know what?
How would you even know?
There's these certain foods that, you know, have strong flavors and smells, and they taint other foods, Corey.
This wasn't. It was
seeping out.
It was in a plastic container. It was a chicken, like semi-sweet glaze was on there. It's very excited to try it.
Yeah, you don't sound bitter at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, insanely bitter. I've had this happen to me before, and it's infuriating.
You've had this happen to you before, and you still trust the fridge. That's also shame on you.
What do you want me to bring my own cooler? Are you insane?
I have a mini fridge we can bring in the studio.
You know what? Please. All trust is broken.
I don't really understand. I don't think you really have that. You don't have a right to be mad.
It was my lunch.
I know.
How do I not have a right to be mad?
You left it in there.
Breezy, if this happened,
you can't trust these
people. If this happened to you, you would lose your freaking mind.
Well, obviously, I lose my mind over like a lost pen. But the thing about
so
it
how
is,
can you sit over there and tell me that I'm overreacting or that I deserve?
You're
this.
Older than me, Corey. You should know
what?
These rules. You've
Stop
worked
it.
Here for much longer than
no,
me.
No, no, no.
You
I
know
don't,
what you're going into. That's
kind of why I also wanted to bring this up. What is there a rule? I don't know if there's a rule. I'm seeing a lot of texts coming through already. Most people are saying that theirs gets cleaned out once a week, but it's like the end of the week. Figured I'd be safe.
Wow, someone's throwing shade at Devin's, our afternoon host here.
You know what? At this point, Breezy, anybody
says Devin's
is a suspect.
That guy's always talking about food.
That's true. You know, I mean, I at this point, my investigation is just beginning, but it truly could be anyone, Breezy.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, where were you yesterday after the show?
I was conducting an interview.
Yeah?
Yes.
Were you?
I have the audio to prove it.
Yeah? Is it time stamped?
I believe so.
All right.
I would never eat your chicken tendies or whatever it
they
was in there.
It's not chicken tenders. I'm not a child. Well, I mean, I am, but not in this instance. All right. If you want to jump in on this, 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Let's go to this call.
Okay.
Because we want you to let us know what you think. Savage or sensible. Again, throwing out someone's lunch after being in the office for
Corey's praying this person
days.
Is on their side.
Because he's talking about Shelly.
Shelly,
well,
why?
They didn't even just throw your food away. Like, you said it was in a plastic container. So if you can't find your lunch anywhere, then they did more than just take your food away.
I don't know. I want to assume someone threw it out thinking it was old, because I don't want to think about the alternative of they simply just ate my lunch, because that's going to make me hate every coworker in this building.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but if it's just, I mean, I've worked in offices and people have left stuff in too long. You put the container on the counter and say, do you want this container, and just throw the food away?
Well, it wasn't like a Tupperware.
It was like a throwaway container.
It's the containers. The food comes in these containers. It's like one of those prep meal kind of things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, still savage.
All right, Shelly, thanks for checking in this morning. I'm glad someone has my back. Someone in this room doesn't. Bye, Shelly.
Bye.
I like her. Like, well, this is a personal attack on you, and then just launching personal attacks at me all hour long.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
A few texts coming through. Clip PXY Safe text line at 69822. This one, savage. I left yogurt in the fridge for 2 weeks, not touched, even after the fridge cleanup because it didn't expire. Time for a Nest Cam to watch who is the lunch bandit. It's not a bad idea. Oh. Don't think I'm above that, by the way.
A lunch cam.
Yeah, Allison also weighing in on our Facebook page. After a week, sensible. A few days, savage. I will sometimes buy a few small salads and keep them in the fridge to cover a few days of lunch if I happen to go to the store that morning. See, they didn't know. Maybe I had a couple things in there.
I think this is kind of selfish on your part, because you have to make room for other people that have to have lunch that day.
There's plenty of room, Breezy.
Our fridge really isn't that big.
You don't even open the fridge.
What? Who says?
You don't even know what's in there. You say you just eat snacks.
I do eat snacks, but sometimes I go in there to, you know, peep around.
To eat people's food?
No.
Is it you, Breezy? So help me God. So help me God if you ate my lunch.
I think I have a theory. Maybe your food spilled out and someone didn't know what to do.
It was in a plastic container that was sealed up.
I don't know.
It definitely didn't spill.
Anything could happen, Corey. I'm looking out at all options here. Anything could have gone awry. Maybe they didn't mean to throw it away. Maybe it fell on the ground. All your food filled out.
No. It's literally prepackaged. It's literally wrapped up. It can't just fall apart.
Okay.
But thanks for that. An accident.
Just trying to, you know, see the other side of the coin.
I mean, and if that happened, a company-wide email explaining, I'm sorry to whoever had this delicious chicken meal.
You're not upset.
Very upset.
You're not upset at all. Okay. All right. Well, do you want to hit the poll?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
I want to hit some things and not the poll. We'll go there anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Savage or sensible. Throwing
you are out. So food mated, it's kind of scary.
It is anger, man. It gets to you. Savage or sensible. Throwing out someone's lunch after being in the office fridge for a few days. This is just disgusting. 62% of the vote.
Wow.
People,
what are you gonna
who
do,
work
Corey?
In offices in Rochester, I need you to understand that your food is not safe. Bring your own personal coolers. Get a little get a fridge by your desk. You can't trust anybody.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.